You're listening to SBS News.
A chance find in the remote limestone caves of Indonesian Borneo could fundamentally reshape what we know about ancient medicine. Researchers found the remains of a child buried some 31,000 years ago who appears to have had their left foot amputated by a skilled Stone Age surgeon. Griffith University archaeologist Dr. Tim Maloney says it's the earliest known example of surgery.
The archaeological team that I'm a part of, initially searching for links between some of the world's earliest art and artifactual or archaeological records in this area of Borneo, we've been able to make an archaeological discovery which very much rewrites the known history of human medical knowledge and practices.
Researchers analysed the bones to rule out other possibilities, such as the foot being lost in an animal attack. But analysis of scarring on the bones shows it was removed with sharp surgical instruments, likely made of stone. And bone spurs around the site of the amputation show the child not only survived the surgery, but lived for at least another 6 years.
They survived that complex procedure without skeletal signals of infection, living into their adulthood as an amputee.
University of Sydney pathologist Dr. Melandri Vlock specialises in the analysis of ancient human remains.
This is, you know, very clear surgical technique that's been done. It's concrete evidence in the most extreme and, you know, clear way. Very advanced surgery would have been required for this child to have survived.
Radiocarbon dating of both the remains and the sediments surrounding them shows all this happened some 31,000 years ago. In comparison, similar techniques for surgical amputation only started emerging in Europe just 7,000 years ago. The remains were buried in the hard-to-reach limestone caves of Liang Tibo in East Kalimantan, Borneo. The same cave system is home to some of the oldest rock paintings ever discovered. Dr. Reno Johannes Boyo helped the team to date the remains. He says the whole area is astonishing.
I mean, this is unbelievable what we found there. We found different human species, the oldest rock art. Now we have the oldest surgery. There's so much more to discover. This is a very dynamic environment, not only in terms of human evolution, but also fauna, paleoecology, adaptation, technology. This is unbelievable. And this is really a hot spot for human evolution and archaeology.
Researchers will now hunt for further insights on human development by trying to extract DNA from the ancient bones. Steve Trask, SBS News.